Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Med students tend to describe getting an MD as a grueling journey with endless studying, tough exams, and many sleepless nights. MBA students in business school say much the same about their degree. Some may add in a super competitive for good measure. What's motivating a new generation of doctors to get both of these degrees? Tanya English takes a look.
How are you?
At the Rothman Institute, spine surgeon Alexander Vaccaro has patients prepped and waiting for him in four different exam rooms, all before 8 o'clock in the morning.
Guys, I need to see this gentleman's MRI scan. Who saw this gentleman?
Hovering all around like an entourage are medical assistants getting what he needs and younger doctors watching him work.
This is a gentleman who has really bad back pain, so my job is to scare him out of wanting surgery. He's a candidate for surgery, but I don't like to do back pain surgery because it has a high failure rate, so watch closely.
Inside, an aging dad is worried he can't keep up with his six-year-old son. Vaccaro listens.
What the issue that's really frustrating me is...
Then explains that surgery is a 50-50 bet. Only marriage has worse odds.
How many marriages have you had?
Two.
Hey, see, there you go.
Man, I'm working on three.
Vaccaro works more than 60 hours each week. He's a sought-after specialist, and at age 53, he has a two-month-old baby at home. So what else could he possibly want? Vaccaro wants an MBA. So he spends an extra 15 to 20 hours each week doing homework.
There's this sort of subtle insecurity most physicians have when we go into practice where we really don't understand basic business models.
Doctors get tired, he says, of going hat in hand to hospital managers and begging them to buy equipment.
Mr. Administrator, can I have an MRI scan? No, you can't because you can't afford it. Okay, but I really want one. No, I'm sorry, you can't afford it, so you can't have it. Okay, thanks. That's how it was 10 years ago.
At mid-career, Vaccaro changed his approach. He started pursuing a business degree, and soon after, Rothman tapped him to be president of the practice.
Now I become creative, and I'm no longer responsible as a child looking to the parent, which is the institution I work at, to look for money. Now I can control the dollar.
Vaccaro is earning his MBA through Temple University's Fox School of Business, and he's doing it online.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock. Welcome, everyone, to session number two.
In this class, there are three physician students. Associate Dean Bill Aronson says busy doctors like having the flexibility to do required meeting on their own time, and then they meet up online.
Every Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., you know you're going to be in your virtual classroom.
Aronson says weekend programs and online classes work especially well for physicians in their 30s and 40s, when they're just beginning to take on leadership roles at work.
And they get frustrated and they get angry and then all of a sudden, well, what do you mean I can't use that test? I need that test. Then they go into an MBA program.
There's an association of MD MBA programs, but no information yet on whether doctors with an MBA get promoted faster or end up earning more money. But a master's degree from a top school can cost more than $100,000. So lots of students invest in an MBA with hopes of cashing in later.
Healthcare today is what we affectionately call a hot mess. If you were down south, you'd be hearing that. Anytime you've got all of the different problems and issues, there are also lots of opportunities.
That's Jim Dawkins. He's a healthcare management professor at Rockhurst University in Kansas City. Health spending accounts for nearly a fifth of the U.S. economy. And that, Dawkins says, makes medicine big business. Some of the healthcare sector's toughest problems or opportunities are actually customer service issues. At the Wharton School in Philadelphia, Professor June Kenney says those are problems that business people know how to fix.
And then there's the whole front office aspects of it, you know, where sometimes I think most of people's complaints about their physician office is more about the support staff than it is about the physician. It's about things like wait times or, you know, efficiency of follow-up.
Kenny says companies like Starbucks train workers to give shoppers a customer-friendly experience, but doctors don't often learn those skills in school. Though medical students can get that training in a dual MD-MBA program. In the early 1990s, there were fewer than 10 of those programs. Today, there are more than 65 across the country. And now, about 500 students earn a dual degree each year. Kenny says Wharton's program attracts young, ambitious people who are thinking ahead about their future.
Is medicine as it's traditionally defined, how I really want to spend my career, or do I want more options?
I'll use the word hedge, but I mean it not in a bad way. It's just a way to protect them against any changes that happen in medicine.
Frank Brody graduated last spring, and now he's working at a safety net hospital in Los Angeles. When he noticed that some people in the urgent care clinic had to wait hours just to get a 10-minute consult, he suggested a new way to do things.
So kind of thinking about supply chain management and stuff like that, ways to think I learned in Wharton, we have started trying to triage those patients really quickly to the front.
Brody is also using his degrees as a physician entrepreneur. The 32-year-old launched two startup companies while he was still a graduate student at Wharton. He says he'll always practice medicine and see patients, but Brody's already working on his next business project. This time, it's a medical device that could be used by eye doctors.
We don't even have a sexy name yet. So right now, I'm collaborating with the folks at Caltech, as well as some clinicians up at UCSF, to see how we can design some studies to test it and show that it's safe and efficacious.
For now, he has no expectations that he'll get rich from his business endeavors. And actually, Brody says it's his workaday doctor salary that gives him financial stability to be an entrepreneur.
So hopefully I can pull it off. Hopefully I can have that kind of hybrid life where I get to stay both as a clinician and also in this business world. So we'll see.
For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.